The Ghana Armed Forces will soon introduce online recruitment procedure in order to check the use of forged documents to join the forces. Already, the upgrading of its vetting process is yielding results. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Mbawunia Tintande, said the vetting process has led to the dismissal of 20 culprits since 2012. He warned prospective soldiers and serving officers to be cautious and come clean because the necessary sanctions will be applied to anyone when caught.
As a result, in our effort to try to see how we can, you know, reduce, you know, this problem of document fraud and whatever, we are going to go online for recruitment. So we will no longer have forms in other places for people to go and buy. You know, just like what the educational institutions are doing. You go buy a card, then you fill your form. And then the fields are such a way that if there is a conflict in the information that you are giving, then we'll say that this one, there is a conflict here. We know, for example, that you will take 10 years to go through an educational system. And we expect that in your point of entry, you have taken more than that or less than that, for example. All right, there will be a conflict. And we'll find that out. If there is a conflict between, you know, the period of service, period that you have stayed in school, and then the indications on your certificate, what has happened? It means that somewhere along the line, the shortlisting will start electronically at that level, which nobody else will be able to do anything about. And so you get out. If you are able to slip through, then we have that conflict, and we'll be able to iron that conflict even before we call you personally for some of the things that we have to do. And that, we believe, it will help us to be able to weed out some of these things.
Kind of talking about this online recruitment, how soon is it expected to come on board?
Well, what we do is that any time recruitment is due, we advertise. So I'll not be able to tell you now immediately when we will do that. But when we are ready, we'll advertise, and then people will have the opportunity to do what they have to do. Which means that anybody going around and parading himself that he can help anybody to join the armed forces, buy a form here or do this for him, it's all a bloody lie. So that one, people should be wary of people, even soldiers. If soldiers come to tell you that they can help you to do anything, tell them that it will not work. Because the system now that we are putting in place is not a system where anybody can have the opportunity to do the things that probably they did in the past.
Colonel Tintande also shared with Radio Ghana preparations made for Ghana's troops to be moved to South Sudan under UN command.
As was said and confirmed by the President, you know, recently, we will send a team to Sudan. We are expecting that team should be moving in the next few weeks. But what is happening is that we have a unit in Cote d'Ivoire. So the UN itself is doing an intermission transfer of its own personnel under its command and control to Sudan. And the Ghana government has agreed for us to use our own soldiers who are in the UN mission in Cote d'Ivoire as a first team. So we have 350 armed troops who are there. They will move from Cote d'Ivoire straight to South Sudan, and they will stay there for 3 months. Meanwhile, we will be assembling a team of 850, you know, officers and men armed who will now go and change these other people who will be there for 3 months. So fresh from Ghana, in 3 months' time, we will send 850 troops from here to South Sudan. But in the meantime, our 350 troops in Cote d'Ivoire will move to South Sudan to take the necessary actions as the UN will determine. Now, we have other units in Cote d'Ivoire. We have an aviation unit, the Air Force have a unit there, and the medical people also have a unit. They will remain in Unity. But once we withdraw the armed contingent, we will not replace them. So that means that we have moved our attention, you know, from Cote d'Ivoire, you know, to South Sudan. So that's basically what the agreement is.
You heard Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Mbawunia Tintande.